Cliff Russell sits at his desk at WDTR Radio in Detroit. He's finishing a column for the Detroit Free Press. He has a stack of phone messages to return, and his daily radio program begins in just a few minutes. But for Russell, this is a normal day.
A minute is a long time.
Especially in your life.
Most of Cliff Russell's life has been a whirlwind, but now he's forced to slow down. He spends 15 hours a week on dialysis at a hospital in Detroit because at age 42, his kidneys have stopped working. Russell says it all began 4 years ago when he went to the hospital for an unrelated matter.
And of course they did blood work, and the doctor looked at some of the test results and said, Mr. Russell, first of all, your blood pressure is way too high. And secondly, we see perhaps the beginning stages of renal failure, of kidney disease. And I listened to him, and I thought, I'm invincible, I'm an athlete, I have been healthy up until this point. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Last year, blood work then confirmed that his kidneys had failed. Now Russell undergoes dialysis 3 times a week and will continue to do so for the rest of his life or until he receives a kidney transplant. Hypertension, or high blood pressure, is very common. Perhaps 1 in 4 Americans have blood pressure levels that are too high. The key to preventing kidney failure or other associated diseases like stroke and heart attack is not to treat everyone. That would overwhelm the healthcare system. Instead, it is to identify those most at risk. Kenneth Jamerson is professor of internal medicine and a researcher in hypertension at the University of Michigan. He explains the link between high blood pressure and kidney failure as a matter of how much blood is flowing into the kidney and how quickly it can be cleansed. The higher the blood pressure, the more work the kidneys will have to do.
The kidney will respond by making the cells bigger and more able to handle this increased pressure, and you get better function for a period of time. But then as they do more work early in life, they scar. So that same high blood pressure that pushes more flow into a kidney and lets it filter more overworks it.
Once scar tissue appears, the kidneys no longer work and they cannot recover from the damage. Jamerson says African-American men like Cliff Russell face a shockingly high risk of progressing from hypertension to kidney failure at a relatively young age.
The group at most risk for ending up on dialysis from hypertension is not the 75-year-old African-American with high blood pressure, but the 38-year-old. And as a matter of fact, when one compares black populations with non-black populations, between the age range of somewhere about 22 to 36, African-American men particularly are about 18 times more likely to develop kidney disease so significant that they'll need dialysis.
But we don't know why African-Americans are at such risk for progressing so quickly to kidney failure. Some answers may be on the way. The African-American Study of Kidney Disease and High Blood Pressure, or ASK, is a nationwide study that's designed to come up with the best clinical recommendations for treating people with mid-stage kidney disease. The hope is that the study will find the best therapy and the recommended level of blood pressure to reduce the risk of progressing onto kidney failure and dialysis. The results are due in the year 2002. Dr. Jamerson says preliminary data show that finding the disease early, maybe as young as 14, is key.
But ultimately, the treatment is the same. That's early detection, early intervention, and very consistent follow-up is going to be the answer.
Jamerson also believes that doctors and traditional medicine have to find other ways to reach African Americans at risk for hypertension, probably by involving their whole family and their entire community.
Very often, people have so many things going on in their life. It isn't just the transportation or just childcare or just money in general. They have so many things going on. So many young people, they're in inner cities, have violence. They have all these things competing with a silent condition like hypertension.
Cliff Russell is one of the lucky ones. He has a brother who has agreed to donate a kidney, and he's a good match. The operation will take place early next year, and if all goes well, Cliff Russell will live a normal life without dialysis. And when the results of the ASK study are released, you can be sure he'll be talking about them on the radio.
Women and AIDS. This is WDTR.
For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Joan Seifert-Rose in Detroit, Michigan.